Hey, Hulk.
Yes, sir.
How we doing? It's John.
All right, I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a car to run. And what is that? What is that?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a car to run.
Okay.
And now what's going to happen after that happens?
We'll process that at 249. I got to create your account, like, all together first. I mean, we talked a lot about it, but I got to create the profile first. And then I'll secure the payment. And then we'll schedule a client interview for Monday. The client interview is where they're going to interview you on your business. They want to go over, like, every single service that you offer. That way, when we list you on Google, we're listing you for the right thing. I don't want you getting, like, unqualified calls. We'll also go over the service area. You could cover up to 30 miles with this campaign. It's a local listing that I had you on. It was a Google Places placement. So they'll kind of go over that too, like if there's areas you don't want to go to. And then I know I put together a deal for the website. So you said you won't be able to get that domain name?
I was saying I don't know how to get it, because they're the ones that made that up. Now,
okay.
What I did say is I probably didn't say it, but what I plan on doing is calling them and say, hey, can I have that? But really, like, they have Polk's with an S. I don't want that S on there. It's just Polk Lawn Care Service. So if that's not an issue, then we can run with that.
Hey, let me try it with the S on there, because I had it just as Polk. And then,
I'm saying I don't want the S on there.
Oh, at the very end where it says services?
No. At the end of Polk. I don't want Polk with an S. I just want P-O-L-K. So if you can get that, then that's fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got to check on the availability. You know, I'm not one of those guys that's going to say yes if I don't know yet for sure. But we'll get you a new domain. Like I told you, we won't charge you for that. But, again, if you discontinued it later, they would charge you $99 for it, because that's what we usually get them for. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. All right.
So I'm going to create your profile. What's your last name?
P-O-L-K.
Oh, I've been calling you your last name like it's your first name the whole time. Does everybody do that?
I mean, it all depends. Like, some people just call me Polk, or, they call me Brian or whatever.
Gotcha. So it's Brian. This whole time I've been calling you Polk. Is it B-R-I-A-N?
B-R-Y-A-N.
Y-A-N, okay. I like that. My youngest son's name's Kyrie. I spell it with the Y-E-E. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, my family says Yeah, but I spell it with two E's instead of like the I-E. But it means Lord have mercy, actually, in Greek.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, that's why I like the name so much. Yeah. I was a Kobe fan. Remember I was telling you we're Laker fans over here, so.
Okay. Text your friend and see if you can do the back.
What's your business email where I could send you everything in writing? I want to document it, even though it's month to month, so that way you have it in writing.
Well, I'm not set up like I'm supposed to be, so I don't even have a business email yet.
Oh man,
I was trying to set it up one day, and I just kind of just didn't do it.
Okay.
But you can send it to you can send it to Brian Polk, my name, 97.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
You're born in 97?
No, 89.
Oh, I was gonna say, who's
I don't know where I got that 97 from.
Okay, I was like, man, you sound a lot older for 97. 97 still a baby. I shouldn't say a lot older. I was born in 92.
Okay. A lot of people see me and they're like, how old are you? Well, I'm 34 years old. What? You look 50. They're like, dang, man, I'm aging
really
fast.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I look 50 in the face. That's crazy.
I have the other problem with my dad. People think me and my dad are like brothers because I'm half and half. But he's full. So everybody's like, oh, he always telling me, black don't crack. He always telling me that. But It's kind of embarrassing because he's like 60, but he probably looks like he's like maybe 40. And then I'm 31, but I'm probably, I guess to people I look like 35 if I get a little facial hair growing. So,
yeah.
I don't know. They think we're like brothers or something. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I only looked 35. They said I'm 50. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's tough. That just means you need to sleep more.
Yeah, everybody says they're like, man, you must have lived a rough life.
Yeah, you're working too hard.
No, I just... Yeah, something.
Yeah, I got a one brother got an opposite problem though. He got all his hair is gone, so he look he's like that. Yeah, they tell him he looks old all the time, and he's only a couple years older than me. Yep. But they be telling him he looks like he's 50. He's like bald with the glasses.
I think that's what it is. All my hair is gone. All I got is my beard.
Yeah.
And I talked to my lady the other day. And I was like, hey, I think I'm finna get hair extensions, man. I'm tired of this. You just wake up and you look in the mirror and you got this bald head. Like, I'm sick of that.
My brother was asking me about that. It's so funny you say that this weekend. He was like, he was showing me. He was like, dude, should I do this in Turkey? He was talking about flying to Turkey, getting a transplant. Or he was like, oh, I can go to this place down here and they do like this thing called scalp micropigmentation. It's like a little tattoo.
Right.
Where they line up his hairline back. Yeah. Well, I think he's going to do that. He's going to drive over to Venice Beach, LA. They have a place out there. He's going to go get his head tattooed. And I'm like, okay, you know. That's the show. Let me know how it goes. Come back here looking crazy. Yeah. I ain't gonna admit you're my brother no more. All right. Anyway, they're gonna send you a postcard in the mail. Remember we talked about that—the Google PIN verification.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I know all about that. Yeah.
All right. What's the street address I can send it over to?
1504 Rose Avenue.
And that's in Harker Heights?
Oh, beautiful. That's in Killeen. That's in Killeen.
Okay. That's I'm weird.
Looking at my guy. Jesus.
He's
trying to weave that.
Oh, here we go. I found
1504.
It. 1504? Yeah, no, I found it. 76543?
Right.
Okay, I got you. All right, and then we'll get the website. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's do from eight in the morning to eight at night.
What about you working Monday through Friday or at the weekends?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay, you want me to put Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right, boom. So I got the profile set up, and then we just got to schedule the client interview and do the payment. So what's a good time on Monday where we could do the client interview?
What time do you guys open?
7 a.m.? Pacific Standard, though, so that's like 9 o'clock your time.
Okay. How long does that thing take?
It's like 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour in case you have extra question or the calls go over.
Okay. What time do you have over there right now?
Right now it's 3:46.
Jeez.
Okay. Yeah, we're 2 hours behind
three.
You.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see here. It'll be 5:30. What time do you close?
We close at 4. So you get out of here in 15 minutes. Yeah.
Right. Okay. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, scheduled for 2 o'clock your time.
Okay, 2 o'clock. Okay. That's gonna be 4 o'clock. For you. Alright. 4 p.m. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'm going to text you at 3 o'clock your time, so 1 hour before, just to remind you, okay? If anything pops up or changes, just let me know.
Okay.
I'm going to also resend you my contact info. I'll be your account lead, but if I'm, like, on the phone or doing something, you'll kind of have the same interaction that happened right now, where you'll get one of my reps, and then they'll transfer you over to me if I'm available. If not, you know, they'll take a message, and then I can call you back, or you can deal with them, too, if you like. There's a 24/7 customer service department here, so even if I'm not available, there's still always somebody to help you with your account.
Okay.
No reason for your business to be lacking anything just because I took the family on a vacation.
Right.
All right. I gotcha. So I'm going to resend this. Let me just make sure that goes over. I just added the calendar invitation. If you see things that come across as Jazz Juan John, that's also me. I only go by John. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just so you know. Yeah, my first name's a doozy. It's Jazz Juan. Everybody always asks me that. Like, where did that come from? Like, my parents, my dad's from South Central. So.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the only one named Jazz Juan in the whole world. You'll never find another one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's just weird. Like there's always that conversation, like, where did it come from? And I'm like, okay. here we go. You know.
it sounds like a guy that gets a lot of girls. That's what it sounds like.
I used to.
That's what I'm laughing about.
I had more than my fair share, you know. When I was really young, I used to be like, oh, you look like Chris Brown. And then I got a little older, and it was like, oh, you look like Drake. And then, you know, so it was just kind of, it's been a trickle effect.
Must be nice.
I got married though last year on August 28th. Yeah, and I got two baby boys, so I'm doing the dad thing. I done cut them all off now. Now they're just any of them trying to contact me. I'm like, you the devil. Try to keep the family together. Get out of here.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it's tough. All right, so I got your profile all scheduled, so I just got to secure the payment. How did you want to do that?
We're going to do a card. I'm sorry about the noise.
No, it's okay. I understand. I know you're working. You're always working. That's how we want to keep you.
Go ahead and grab the blower, Fred. I see you trying. Keep on trying. Yeah, don't give up. All right, let me grab this card, please. Let me turn this off. Yeah, it's kind of easier. I think you can pick that trimmer up and just go, you know.
Man, I've been, you know, it's crazy. The first time I talked to you was December 7th.
Mm-hmm.
About 6 months. Or today's day one. That's wild, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not normal. I must have liked you because my tolerance for people is not that high. I just
yeah. When you were trying to talk to me then, I was working for that other company and I quit.
Yeah,
that
I remember
thing,
that.
I quit that thing months ago.
Yeah, and you were doing Angie and all kind of different stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to talk you out of that back then, but you wanted to try it, so I was like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
Yep, I was like, eventually he'll learn.
Yeah, that. I'm still kind of looking at it, and I put it like this, that, you know, the turnover isn't, you know, enough to keep it, and, you know, hey, y'all got to go. But anyway, let me hurry up and do this. So I got to get out of here, get away from this house.
Okay,
the number is 5172.
Okay.
7900.
8944. 8944.
9828.
9828. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year? 0328. And then 3-digit code on the back.
639.
Okay, and then I'm going to do this voice verification as an added form of protection for you. I'll just walk you through it. If I say anything that you like, you don't understand it or if you don't agree with it, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Polk Lawn Care Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Brian Polk. I'm the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Am I what?
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Polk Lawn Care Services?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're the owner, the answer is yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to make sure I heard correctly. What did he say?
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, if anything like that, same thing. Just stop me. I'll rephrase it for you. And then are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Brian, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails, not just from your customers, but from our company as well?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Sure.
Yeah, we know what you're already doing. It's just saying, like, after today, the reason we say that is, like, let's say we go build your website, we get it all up and running, and then all of a sudden one day somebody, like, got into there. It feels like we got a hacker or something. But really, you signed up for
something
that you already have, so they started touching it. You know what I mean? So it's more so, like, give me a heads up before you add anything so we can make sure that you're not duplicating anything or messing up the site or paying for something you already have, you know?
Right.
And then it says here, the payment for the initial term and account we charge today, it's May 12th of 2023, it's going to be in the very discounted amount of $249. Now, you're on what's called a friends and family package, so I basically put you on a discounted rate as if, like, I know you personally. That rate is locked in indefinitely. There's no other fees. So there's no other setup fee, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. Okay, it's just a flat $249. You'll get charged once a month, each month on the 12th day. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties if you do decide to discontinue. But we do ask that you let us know before the next billing date so we can stop your billing cycle. Okay, and then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement sent to your email. You're also going to get a text message with an outline of the agreement as well. You got to sign off on that before the client interview on Monday. And then for the Monday client interview, just so you know, I'm going to call you first. As long as I don't have, like, a call going over. So I'll call you first, and then I'm going to introduce you to a client interview technician. If I'm, like, super wrapped up on a call, they might just call you on their own, but I like to introduce you to them so that way you know it's the right people, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So let me get your process here, and I'll get the receipt over, and I'll let you get back to work. Enjoy your weekend. You almost done? It's almost 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we still got some more stuff to do.
Sun goes down in like an hour, doesn't it?
About 2 hours.
About two. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're hoping. I feel like sun goes down over there like 7:15.
Well, I put it to you like this. I've been working up to 8 o'clock on it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
That's so awesome.
Out there. Is he leaving?
Yeah. Better than coming back in the morning. Yeah, wasting more, you know, another day on it. You could move on to bigger, better things, you know? Might as well just stay there and get it.
Yeah.
I respect that. How many guys do you have now?
One quit this morning, and I still got one left. Yeah, it is whatever.
Well,
he doesn't understand. I've been doing this by myself for a while, so.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you kind of want to grow it. Obviously, at some point, the whole point of being a business owner is kind of free up some of your time, not always be working all the time, you know? But still better working for yourself than somebody else. So.
Which is why I'm doing all this. Once I have enough work coming in, then I'm just going to start hiring people permanently.
That's what I like. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. We'll get you there. This is just a starting point. You know, what I really wanted to do with this is get your foot in the door and start building on that pipeline of clients, because you're going to get some reoccurring commercial opportunities as well. As long as you lock those in, you can get a couple contracts, lock those guys in. And then once those guys are solidified, once you get like 10, 15 of those solidified, then you got payroll right there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just a matter of, you know, filling the gaps within the scheduling.
Right.
Yeah, sending guys out. So we'll start out with this. This 30-mile radius should keep you plenty of busy. The next 4 months are like the best time of the year for your industry. The weather just gets better. And then obviously, if you ever want to expand it or grow it, you know, we could always have a conversation about doing a bigger package with Google Ads or something, you know?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'll walk you through it. We like to explain everything. You're going to get a tracking system, too. It comes in the form of a downloadable app to your phone. So if you ever want to, like, log in and monitor it, or if you feel like you're missing calls because the, you know, machines are too loud, you missed a phone call, you can still go into that tracking system, and it'll save that person's information, like what they were looking for before they called you. And that way, you know, you could call them back. You'll still have their number there. You could also request Google reviews through there, too, to help build up your reviews.
Okay.
So we'll be walking you through it. Do you have like a logo already for the company or no?
No, I still need to get one.
Okay. I'm going to, you have some photos like before and after shots though, like work that you've done that I could use for this website?
I had to get them over
the weekend. Yeah, I mean, you could take your time with it. If you could just send them over like over the weekend to that email I just texted to you. That'll help a lot. You know, we'll get the domain purchase based on the availability, right? You know, we'll give you some options for that, and then but I'll start working on all the content. That way I can just kind of copy and paste it once we're ready to go, and then get your stamp of approval on it and launch it.
Okay. All right, friend. I don't mean to cut you off. Really got to keep
going. No, everything's in there in writing. So you'll see it says Brian. To get your business profile verified, Google may require additional information. There's another one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So basically just over the weekend, sign the subscription terms and then try to provide as much information to that verification form as you can. And then I'll circle back with you on Monday for the client interview, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right, Brian. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, appreciate you.
All right, you're very welcome. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.